You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
If you could find a medicine to prevent death, you would be rich and famous immediately. But there is no need to fear. Death has already been defeated.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. National Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Wallace Schultz, Associate Lutheran Hour Speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, through your blessings of science and technology, millions in the world today no longer fear polio, smallpox, and other diseases. But, O Lord, there are those who still fear death. By your Spirit, empower this broadcast so that the good news of hope may be proclaimed to those who are concerned about what will happen after this life is over. Let many this hour hear that through his death and resurrection, Jesus defeated the author of death, the devil. And Lord, let it be proclaimed that Jesus delivered those who through fear of death were subject to slavery all their lives. In Jesus' precious and powerful name we pray, amen. When you die, everything will be over. There will be no afterlife, no heaven, and no hell. This idea is expressed in the writings of Ernest Hemingway, one of the most influential novelists of this century. This same idea is held by many people throughout the United States, Canada, and many other countries. Several years ago, 37 authorities who had written books on death were asked, "Is death a beginning or an end?" Over 60% of those who replied said, "It was the end." Self-styled authorities may believe that death is final, but the Bible clearly proclaims that it is appointed unto men once to die, and after that, judgment. No, death is never final. After death, those who died trusting in the saving power of Jesus Christ will experience the joy of their salvation. Those who refuse the call of Christ or remain indifferent to him will condemn themselves to an eternal separation from God in the everlasting fires of hell. As you listen to this Bible-based message, always remember, God is patient and long-suffering. If you have avoided the call of your gracious Master, let your heart be moved by his word, recorded in the Holy Scriptures, which state, "The Lord is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance." Just as many parents of runaway children wait for their flesh and blood to come home, so also God the Father waits for his wayward children to return to him. If you have grudges against members of your family, if your life is ruled by the demons of sexual immorality, or even if you have convinced yourself of your own self-righteousness, that you are better than others in the sight of God, may God's gracious and convicting Spirit move you to sincere repentance. There is nothing, absolutely nothing, that your loving Heavenly Father wants more for you than that you become a member of His family, that you trust in the redeeming power of the blood of His Son, Jesus, and that you be included in His eternal inheritance. As you rest in the Savior's loving arms, the fear of death will no longer haunt you. Rather, you will be enabled with St. Paul to victoriously proclaim, "We know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal house in the heavens." This is not just a pie-in-the-sky hope. The Bible declares that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. Oh, how many people today wish that life would go on forever. They don't want to die. Many people are too attached to their money and earthly possessions. Others wish that death could be eliminated so that judgment day could also be avoided and their secret sins would not be revealed. Unbelievable stories have surfaced in recent years describing rather bizarre attempts to defeat death. In several areas, companies have sprung up offering people the opportunity to freeze the bodies of their loved ones in hope that someday, using sophisticated technology, the frozen corpses can be thawed out and brought back to life. The process now costs over $17,000 for the initial expense and an additional $2,000 each year for the upkeep. The bodies are kept frozen with liquid nitrogen at -196 degrees centigrade. If you have been living with the fear of death or with the hope that you will not have to face it someday, worry no more. And don't waste your time planning to freeze your body or the body of your loved one. There is no reason to fear death. Death has already been defeated. The Bible proclaims that through His death, Jesus rendered powerless the devil, who had the power of death. All types of theories today exist about who Jesus was, what He did, what He taught, and what His purpose was. You no doubt have heard some of them and realize there is great disagreement as to what Jesus' primary purpose was. Ridiculous as it may first sound, Jesus was born into this world to die. He made this very clear in what He taught. As His hour of death on the cross approached, Jesus said, "What shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? But for this purpose," Jesus said, "I came to this hour." Jesus knew that if He were going to accomplish salvation for you and me, He would first have to die and then proclaim His victory over death by His triumphant resurrection. The major accomplishment of Jesus was not His important Sermon on the Mount. No, your loving Savior was born into this world so that He might destroy sin, death, and the power of the devil. Jesus was not merely a man. Jesus was God in the flesh. St. John wrote, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory." Because Jesus was truly God, when He died, the devil could not destroy Him. The devil cannot destroy God. And so when Jesus died, He absorbed death. Death itself was swallowed up. But the death of Jesus was not final. It was only the beginning of a greater and more glorious life, which is now made available to all of His followers. Jesus defeated the devil through His triumphant resurrection from the dead. Oh, I know this is impossible to explain. Most people refuse to believe it. Truly it is, as God Himself has said through His prophet Habakkuk, "Look among the nations, observe, be astonished, wonder, but I am doing something in your days, says the Lord, you would not believe if you were told." No, do not fear death. Trust in Jesus who has conquered death. My sincere prayer for you today is that Jesus would live in your heart by faith. When He does, death will no longer have power over you. Of course, the thought of death will never totally disappear. It may bother you, but it will not have power over you. You will then be able to say with the psalmist, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Truly it is as St. John wrote, the Son of God appeared for this purpose, that he might destroy the works of the devil. No, death is never final. Even atheists must ask the haunting question of Job. If a man dies, will he live again? Thomas France of the Life and Death Transition Center at the University of New York stated, the subconscious fear of death is the one constant in everyone's life, regardless of their station. Comedian Woody Allen stated, I am obsessed with death. It's a big subject with me. I have a very pessimistic view of life. This comedian is not the only person obsessed with death. We are surrounded by a culture which goes to great lengths to deny death. And because of our fear of death, anyone over 30 or even past 25 is frequently considered hopeless, useless, and of questionable value to society. We get up in the morning fearing to look into the mirror lest we see more wrinkles, more sagging skin, and more gray hair. Many people in their old age refuse to make a will, hoping that by avoiding the thought of death, death itself will disappear. But when death does occur, we go through great expense to remove the reality of the situation. No, death is never final. For the believer in Jesus Christ, death signifies not the end, but the beginning. The beginning of life with God in eternal bliss. Just think. God is now preparing a place for you where you will never hunger or thirst, where neither the sun nor any heat will beat down upon you, and where Jesus, the Good Shepherd, will guide you to the springs of living water and wipe away every tear from your eyes. Let me ask you, do you today desire this blessed place? Does your heart desire the assurance of life eternal through Jesus Christ? The Bible teaches that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. This promise of eternal life is available to all men, regardless of race or economic background. Jesus said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. As you seek by the Spirit's power to set your spiritual house in order, don't rely on your feelings. Let your faith be strengthened and your heart assured by meditating on God's life-giving Word. Respond to God's command in the Bible to be united with Christ through baptism. The Bible teaches in Romans chapter 6 that all who are baptized into Christ are baptized into His death. And the greatest news in chapter 6 verse 5 is this. Listen closely as I read it to you. For if we have become united with Him in the likeness of His death, certainly we shall be also in the likeness of His resurrection. If you have already been baptized, let God's covenant renew your heart as you read Romans chapter 6. Let the Spirit of God drive from your heart and life the demons of doubt and despair. No, death is never final. There are those who would like it to be. They try to avoid any discussion of religion. There are those who even refuse to believe that there is such a place as hell. There are many today who hope there will be no final day of judgment and that when death overtakes them, it will be all over. If you have been one of those tempted to believe this way, stop for just a moment. Consider first what the Bible says. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the ground will awake, these to everlasting life, but the others to disgrace and everlasting contempt. No, don't avoid the inevitable any longer. Put your spiritual house in order today. The most atheistic dictators realize that despite their ability to conquer everything else, they can never avoid death. As you prayerfully consider the moment you will meet your Creator face to face, you need not fear. God is speaking to you today as He says, I, even I, am the one who wipes out your transgressions, and I will not remember your sins. complete forgiveness of your sins was earned when Jesus died on the cross. The innocent death of Jesus was accepted by God as a sufficient sacrifice for all of your sins. Consider this moment how Jesus died a terrible death because of love for you. This beautiful message is being proclaimed so many times each day. But sadly, millions either willfully oppose it or reject it through indifference. Just being aware of what Jesus did on the cross will benefit you nothing. Some today have been falsely led to believe that their knowledge that Jesus lived in Palestine and died on a cross outside of Jerusalem will save them. This is not true. Saving faith is more than a mere knowledge of historical facts. Saving faith is a faith which trusts in what Jesus did. The warning is described in the book of Hebrews, chapter 4. The account records a situation where God's chosen people in Old Testament times heard the message but refused to believe. Oh, how this reflects the situation today. Listen closely as I read directly from the Bible. For indeed, we have had the good news preached to us, just as they also. But the words they heard did not profit them, because it was not united by faith in those who heard. No, don't let the same thing happen to you today. Don't lock yourself out of heaven. Don't deny God's eternal rest for your soul by hearing the message but refusing to trust in it. Repent. Repentance means to be sincerely sorry for your sins and to believe in Jesus to save you from the condemnation of your sins. Some of you listening today may sincerely believe in your heart that you are a good person. You may even believe that you will be able to stand before God on the basis of the life you have lived. I beg of you not to do that. It won't work. Your life has not been perfect. God is calling even you to repent. Believe in Jesus Christ. Trust entirely in Him. As God's Spirit empowers you to do this, may all fear of death be driven from your heart. Though cancer may be wasting your body, though old age may be closing in on you, and even though you may be too weak to whisper, repeat in your mind the words of the Apostle John, who said, God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. Ah, yes, you may be thinking, but I am too young to be thinking of death, or I am too healthy. Be careful. Not many months ago, Arthur Ashe, the former Wimbledon and U.S. Open tennis champion, walked into a New York hospital clutching his chest. Even though he was a young man, even though he didn't smoke or take drugs, and his blood pressure and cholesterol count were low, God was reminding him that death for everyone is only a heartbeat away. No matter who you are, death could come at any instant. And when it does, there will be no more opportunity to repent. Everything from your past will be revealed. There will be no appeal to a higher court. Without Jesus Christ, after death, you will face the final judgment and the wrath of God. But with faith in Jesus, it can be just the opposite. You will not have to face God's wrath and judgment. St. Paul describes the final situation of Christians when he says, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have obtained our introduction by faith into this grace in which we now stand, and we exult in hope of the glory of God. What a beautiful, heart-consoling message this is. How sad to realize that many preachers no longer proclaim this message of grace and hope. Not long ago, a major magazine reported on a musical play dealing with death given in a large church in a major American city. The review was very positive, but then the reporter added a final sentence of disappointment. He said, aside from giving the impression that there was nothing to worry about concerning death,
they told almost nothing about the next world. Can you imagine leaving a church with more sadness, more despair, and disillusionment than when you entered? Jesus Christ never avoided discussing what will take place when this life is over. He said, "In my Father's house are many mansions, and I am going there to prepare a place for you." To those who refuse to believe in him, Jesus said, "They stand condemned already unless they repent." No, death is never final. It is the beginning of either eternal life in heaven or eternal death in everlasting hell. It is not the end. It is the beginning. You and I will spend eternity in one place or the other. There is no neutral place. God is calling you to himself. Please do not refuse him. Set your spiritual house in order. Repent and believe in Jesus. Amen.